Now coming down to understand the placement memorandum, which we have already discussed, but again, part of this regulation we have to discuss. AIF shall raise the funds through the private placement by issue of information memorandum or placement memorandum by whatever name you call it. Such information or placement memorandum shall contain all material information about the AIF and its manager, background of the key investment team of the manager, targeted investors, fees and other expenses proposed to be charged, tenure of alternative investment fund or scheme, conditions or limits on the redemption, investment strategy, risk management tool and the placement and the parameters employed, key services provided, conflict of the interest, disciplinary history, terms and conditions on which the manager offers the investment services, manner of winding up of alternative investment fund schemes, and such other information as may be necessary for investor to take an informed decision or whether to invest into the alternative investment funds. Now the schemes. AIF may launch the scheme which is subject to filing the placement memorandum. Such a placement memorandum shall be filed with the board at least 30 days prior to launch of the scheme, along with the fees and the specified in the second schedule, provided that payment of the scheme fees and not apply in case of launch of first scheme by the AIF. Board may communicate its comment, if any, to the applicant prior to launch of the scheme, and the applicant shall incorporate the comment in the placement memorandum prior to launch of the scheme. Now the tenure of the scheme. Category 1 AIF and Category 2 AIF shall be close-ended, and the tenure of the fund of the scheme shall be determined at the time of application. Category 1 and Category 2 AIF or its scheme which are launched by such a fund shall have minimum tenure of 3 years. And Category 3 AIF may be open-ended or closed-ended. Extension of the tenure for the closed-ended alternative investment fund may be permitted by 2 years, subject to approval by 2/3 of its unit holders by value of their investment in AIF. In the absence of the consent of the unit holder, the AIF shall fully liquidate within 1 year following the expiration of the fund tenure the extended. Now the listing. Units of the closed-ended alternative investment fund may be listed on the stock exchange, which is subject to minimum traded lot of rupees 1 crore. And listing of AIF fund unit shall be permitted only after final close of the fund or final close of scheme. General investment conditions. Investment by categories of AIF shall be subject to certain terms and conditions. 1. AIF fund may invest in securities of the companies incorporated outside India, and that is subject to condition or guidelines that may be stipulated by issued by the Reserve Bank of India and the board from time to time. Co-investment in investee company by the manager, sponsorer shall not be terms more than favorable than those offered to the AIF funds. Category 1 and Category 2 AIF shall invest not more than 25% of the corpus in one investee company Category 3 AIF funds shall invest not more than 10% of their corpus in invest company, and AIF fund shall not invest in associate except with the approval of 75% of the investor by value of their investment in the alternative investment fund. Uninvested portion of the corpus may be invested in liquid mutual fund or the bank deposits or other liquid assets of the higher quality, such as treasury bill, CBLO, commercial paper, certificate of deposit, till the deployment of the funds as per the investment objective. This AIF fund may also act as a nominated investor as specified in regulation. Notwithstanding the condition as specified, the board may specify the additional requirement or criteria for AIF or for a specific category thereof. Now, conditions for Category 1 alternative investment funds. Category 1 conditions are: AIF shall invest in investee companies or venture capital undertaking or a special purpose vehicle in a limited liability partnership firm or units other than the alternative investment fund as specified in these regulations. Fund of the Category 1 AIF may invest in the units of Category 1 AIF of the same subcategory. That means they shall only invest in such units and shall not invest in the unit of other funds of the funds. Funds of fund. So Category 1 alternative investment fund shall not borrow the funds directly or indirectly or engage in leverage except for meeting the temporary funding requirement for not more than the 30 days on not more than 4 occasions in a year and not more than 10% of their corpus. The investment condition shall apply to the venture capital in addition to the condition which is just now we have seen, that at least 2/3 of the corpus shall be invested in unlisted equity. Okay, then not more than 1/3 of the corpus shall be invested in subscription to the initial public offer, that is IPO, of the venture capital undertaking whose shares are proposed to be listed, debt and debt instruments of the VC venture capital undertaking in which the funds are already made an investment by way of equity or a contribution towards the partnership interest. Preferential allotment including thorough quality or qualified institutional placement of an equity shares or equity linked instruments of the listed company subject to lock-in period of 1 year. Further, equity share or shares which are linked instrument of the financially weak company or sick industrial company whose shares are listed. Okay. Special purpose vehicle which are created by the fund for the purpose of facilitating the promoting the investment in accordance with these regulations, such a funds should enter into an agreement with the merchant banker to subscribe to the unsubscribed portion of the issue to receive or deliver the securities in the process of market making. Such a funds shall be exempt from the Regulation 3 or 3A of the SEBI. Okay. And the in respect of the investment in the companies listed in SME exchange or SME segment of an exchange pursuant to the due diligence of such a companies subject to the conditions that the fund shall disclose any acquisition or dealing in securities pursuant to the such of the due diligence within 2 working days of such acquisition or dealing to the stock exchange where the investee company is listed. Such an investment shall be locked in for the period of 1 year from the date of investment. Some of the conditions that shall be applied to the SME funds are: at least 75% of the corpus shall be invested in unlisted securities or partnership interest in the venture capital or undertaking in investment company. Okay. These funds shall enter into an agreement with the merchant banker to subscribe to the unsubscribed portion of the issue to receive and deliver the securities in the process of market making. Okay. Such a fund shall exempt from Regulation 3 of the SEBI for the insider trading also. Fund shall disclose any acquisition or dealing in securities to such a due diligence within 2 working days of such acquisition dealing to the stock exchange where the investee company is listed. Such an investment shall be locked in for a period of 1 year from the date of investment. The following condition should be applied to the social venture funds. Social venture fund should at least 75% of the corpus shall be invested in unlisted securities. Okay, then the fund will accept the grant provided such a utilization of such a grant shall be restricted to the clause number 1, that is this one. Such a funds may give a grant to the social ventures provided that appropriate disclosure is made in the placement memorandum. Such a funds may accept muted returns for their investors. That is, they may accept the returns on their investment which may be lower than prevailing the returns for the similar investment. In respect of infrastructure funds, the condition is at least the same. 75% corpus should be invested in unlisted securities or partnership interest. Okay, then thereafter, clause number A and clause number 5, that is what we read some time back. This fund should invest in listed securities, debt instrument or listed debt securities of the investee company or special purpose vehicle which are engaged in for formed or purpose for operating or developing the holding infrastructure project. Now, in respect of conditions for category 2 AIF, the category 2 AIF fund shall invest primarily in unlisted securities as hitherto, which is applicable to all, and this provided that they should also only invest in such a units that shall not invest in the unit other than the funds of the funds. Category 2 AIF may not borrow the funds directly or indirectly and shall not engage or leverage except for meeting the temporary funding requirement for not more than 30 days, not more than 4 occasions in a year, and not more than 10% of its corpus. Again, the category 2 alternative investment funds may enter into an agreement with a merchant banker. What for? To subscribe to the unsubscribed portion of the issue or to receive the delivery securities in the process of market making under chapter 10B of the Securities and Exchange Board. This fund shall exempt from the regulation 3 and 3A. Okay. The fund shall disclose any acquisition or dealing in securities pursuant to such a due diligence within 2 working days of such acquisition or dealing to the stock exchange where investee company is listed and such an investment shall be locked in for a period of 1 year. Conditions for Category 3 AIF. This AIF may invest in securities and listed unlisted companies and derivative complex structure and product provided they invest solely in such a unit and they shall not be the units of other funds of the funds. This fund may engage in leverage or borrow subject to condition, subject to consent of the investor in the funds, and it is subject to maximum limit as may be specified by SEBI, provided that such a fund shall not disclose information regarding overall level of leverage employed, level of leverage arising from the borrowing of the cash, and level of leverage arising from the position held in derivative or in any complex product, and main source of the leverage in their funds to the investor and to the board periodically. Category 3 AIF shall be regulated through the issuance of the directions regarding the area, such as operational standard, conduct of business rules, prudential requirement, etc. General obligation of all the funds, that is AIF funds. The AIF fund shall review their policies and procedures and their implementation on a regular basis. As a result, the business development to ensure their continued appropriateness. Sponsor manager of AIF shall appoint a custodian registered with the board for safekeeping of the securities, and if the corpus of AIF is more than 500 crores of rupees, the sponsor or manager of the Category 3 AIF fund shall appoint such a custodian irrespective of the size of their corpus of the AIF funds. All AIF funds shall inform to the board in case there is any change of the sponsor, manager or designated partners in any of the material change from the information provided by AIF. In case of the change in the control of the AIF, sponsor or manager, prior approval from the board is required by AIF. The books of account of the AIF shall be audited annually by the qualified auditors. Conflict of interest. There is always conflict of interest. Sponsor or manager of the AIF shall act in fiduciary capacity towards the investor and shall disclose to the investor all the conflicts of the interest as and when they arises or seem likely to arises. Manager shall establish and implement the written policy and procedures to identify and monitor the appropriately to mitigate the conflict of interest through the scope of the business. Further, this manager sponsorer of AIF shall abide by high level of principles of avoidance of the conflict of the interest with associated persons as may be specified by the board from time to time. In respect of the transparency, AIF funds should ensure that the financial risk management, operational portfolio and the transactional information regarding the fund's investment shall be disclosed periodically to the investor. Further, any fees ascribed to the manager or sponsor or any fee charged to the alternative investment fund or any investee company by an associate of the manager or sponsor shall be disclosed periodically to the investor. Further, inquiries, legal action by the legal or regulatory bodies in the jurisdiction as and when occurred any material liability arising during the alternative investment fund tenure shall be disclosed as and when it is occurred. Breach of provision of the placement memorandum or agreement made with the investor or any other fund document, if any, as and when incurred. Change in the control of the sponsor, then in respect of the AIF, shall provide at least on an annual basis within 180 days from the year ended the report to the investor, including the following information as may be applicable to the AIF, which is that information: 1. Financial information on the investee company, material risk and how they are managed to, which may include the concentration of the risk of the fund, risk of the fund level, foreign exchange risk at the fund level, and leverage risk at the fund and the investee company level, realization of the risk, strategy risk, reputational risk, extra financial risk. Then category 3, AIF shall also provide the quarterly report to the investor in respect of the above clause within 60 days from the end of the quarter. Any significant change in the key investment team shall be intimated to the investors. AIF fund shall provide, when required by the board, the information on the systematic risk purpose, including the identification, analysis, and mitigation of systematic risk. Evaluation. This shall provide, AIF should provide to its investor description of all its valuation procedure and methodology for valuating the assets. Further, for category 1 and category 2 AIF, they should undertake the valuation of their investment at least once in every 6 months by an independent valuer which is appointed by the AIF. Such a period may be enhanced of 6 months, okay, to 1 year on approval of at least 75% of investor by value of their investment in the AIF. Category 3 AIF shall ensure that the calculation of net asset value, NAV, is independent from the fund management function of the AIF. And such a NAV shall be disclosed to the investor, at the interval not longer than a month with the open-ended funds. Now, what would be the obligation of the manager? Manager shall oblige to address all the complaints, provide to the board all information, maintain all records, take all steps to address the conflict of the interest, ensure the transparency and disclosure as specified in regulations. After informing to the board, there should be resolution of the dispute, if any. Okay. AIF fund by itself or through the manager or sponsor shall lay down the procedure of resolution of the dispute between the investor, AIF fund, manager, sponsorer, through the arbitration or any such mechanism as mutually decided between the investors and AIF. Power to call the information. Board, at any time, call any information from AIF or its manager, sponsor, trustee, or investor with respect to any matter relating to its activity as an AIF or these assessment or systematic risk prevention of the fraud. Where any information is called for, okay, maintenance of the record, manager sponsor shall require to maintain the following record. What? Assets under the scheme or the fund, valuation policies and procedures, investment strategy, particulars of the investors and their contribution, rationally for investment made. And secondly, the records under sub-regulation 1 shall be maintained for the period of 5 years after the winding up of the fund. Submission of report to the board. Board may at any time call upon the AIF to file such a report as the board may decide with respect to the activities which are carried out by the alternative investment fund. Winding up, AIF funds set up as trust shall be wound up by way of one. When the tenure of the AIF or the scheme launched by the AIF, as mentioned in the placement memorandum, is over, number one. Number two, if it is opinion, the trustees or trustee company, that AIF fund wound up in the interest of the investor in units, if 75% of the investors by the value of their investment in the AIF fund pass a resolution at the meeting of the unit holders that the AIF fund be wound up, and if the board so directs in the interest of investor, this should be wind up. AIF set up as a limited liability partnership shall wound up in accordance with the provision of the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008. And when the tenure of AIF fund or all schemes which are launched by the AIF, as mentioned in the placement memorandum, is over, or 75% of the investor by value of their investment in the AIF fund passes a resolution at a meeting unit holders that AIF fund be wound up, board so directs in the interest of the investor, and AIF fund set up as a company shall be wound up in accordance with the provision of the Companies Act 2013. AIF set up as a body corporate shall wound up in accordance to the provision of the statute under which it is constituted. The trustee or trustee company or the board of directors or designated partners of the AIF, as the case may be, shall intimate to the board and the investor of the circumstances leading to the winding up of the AIF. On and from the date of intimation of AIF fund will be wound up, no further investment shall be made on behalf of once it is declared. Within 1 year from the date of intimation, the assets shall be liquidated and the proceeds accruing to investors in the AIF shall be distributed to them after satisfying the liabilities. Having considering that, and subject to the condition, if any contained in the placement memorandum or contribution agreement or subscription agreement, as the case may be, in spite, distribution of assets of AIF shall be made by the AIF fund at any time, including on winding up of AIF, as per the preference of the investors, after obtaining the approval of at least 75% of the investors by value of their investment in AIF. Upon winding up of AIF, the certificate of registration shall be surrendered to the board. Inspection. Board has a right to inspect. Upon receipt of information of the complaint, appoint one or more person as an inspecting authority to undertake the inspection of the books of the account, records, documents relating to the AIF of the following reason. Namely, one, ensure that the books of accounts, records and the documents are being maintained by the AIF in the manner specified in these regulations. To inspect the complaints received from the investor, client or any other person or any other matter having bearing on the activities of the AIF, to ascertain whether the provision of the Act and these regulations are being complied with by AIF or not, to inspect the suo motu, the affairs of the AIF in interest of the securities market or in the interest of investors. Notice before inspection is required to be given not less than 10 days to the AIF. Where board is satisfied that in the interest of investor no such notice should be given, it may be by order in writing direct that the inspection of the affairs of the AIF be taken up without such notice. During the course of inspection, the AIF against whom the inspection is being carried out shall be bound to discharge the obligation as provided in Regulation 32. Obligation of AIF fund on inspection. What are their obligations? It shall be the duty of every officer of the AIF in respect of whom the inspection has been ordered under the Regulation 30 and any other associated person who is in possession of the relevant information pertaining to the conduct of the affair of such alternative investment fund, including the manager, if any, to produce the inspecting authority such a books of accounts and other document in his custody or control and furnish him with such a statement and information as the state authority may require for the purpose of this inspection. It shall be duty of every officer of the AIF and any other associated person who is in possession of the relevant information pertaining to conduct of the affair of the alternative investment fund, including the manager, to give an inspecting authority all such assistance and shall extend all such cooperation as may be required in connection with the inspection, and it shall furnish all such information which is sought by the authority. Inspecting authority after shall, for the purpose of inspection, have power to examine the oath and the record of the statement of employee, director or person responsible for connected with the activities of AIF or any other associated person having the relevant information pertaining to such an alternate investment fund. The inspecting authority for the purpose of inspection have power to obtain the authenticated copies of the document, books, accounts, etc. Submission of report to the board. Inspection authority shall, as soon as possible completion of the inspection, submit the inspection report to the board, provided that if directed to do so by the board, he may submit an interim report. Communication of finding, etc. to the AIF. Board may, after consideration of the inspection report and after giving the reasonable opportunity of a hearing to the AIF or its trustee, director, manager, whoever is associated, they are giving the opportunity to hear to them, requiring an AIF fund not to launch any new scheme, raise money from investor for the period, prohibiting the person concerned from depositing any properties of such a funds scheme which is required in the violation of the regulation, requiring the person connected to the dispose of the assets to the fund or the schemes in a manner as may be specified in the directions, requiring a person concerned to the refund any money or assets to the concerned investor along with the requisite interest otherwise collected under the scheme, prohibiting the person concerned from operating in the capital market or from accessing the capital market for the specified period. Procedure for action in case of default. Liability for the action in case of default. An AIF fund which contravene any of the provision of the act of this regulation fails to furnish any information relating to the activity as an AIF as required by the board, furnishes the board information which is false and misleading in any material, particularly does not submit the periodic return or reports as required by the board, does not cooperate in any inquiry, inspection or investigation conducted by the board, and fails to resolve the complaints of the investors or fails to give the satisfactory reply to the board on his behalf, shall be dealt with in a manner which is provided under the SEBI Act. With this, we have completed our discussion on alternate investment fund regulations, which is linked to the venture capital fund. And with this, thank you very much.